peace on earth. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. The announcement of to the shepherds that night by the angels. How strange they must have thought that was, because you see, they were under the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire was not an empire of peace. If you remember in the vision that Nebuchadnezzar had in the book of Daniel, you saw that figure with the head of gold and the arms and chest of silver, belly and thighs of brass, legs of iron, feet iron, and part iron, part clay. The iron legs there is a picture of the coming Roman Empire, how they marched through the world and conquered the known world at the time and put it under its submission. So these shepherds, these Jewish shepherds out there in the fields that night, when the angels announced peace on earth, they must have thought, that's pretty strange. I'm not seeing a lot of peace on earth. Kind of like us today, huh? Do you know today, right now, this morning, all across this planet, there are 45 different wars and conflicts going on right now? Some of them started in 1948 and have been going on since 1948. Then the goodwill toward men. Well, don't know as I see a lot of that, would you say? No wonder these shepherds, they started out with fear. Obviously, the angelic host was a great cause of fear to them, the presentation. But when they got the news of what it was about, then it turned to joy. But I want you to look at verse number 14. They didn't promise peace on earth. They said, on earth, peace. Boy, the wording is always important in the Bible. Wording is always important. I told you this before, but my people are all from Oklahoma or Texas. And Southerners have a different expression about things. I was visiting my Uncle Ralph and Aunt Patsy. I was a teenage boy, big, strapping, healthy teenage boy. Now I'm just big. I just got my driver's license, and my Aunt Patsy walked in the front room at their house, and she said, Michael Ray, I want you to carry me down to the store. Now, Aunt Patsy was a big woman. I mean, big woman. When she said that, I looked at her and I thought, That store's got to be 5 miles from here, and I got to carry this woman all the way down to that store, for goodness sakes. I was beginning to contemplate how in the world I was going to carry her down to the store. While I was puzzled through my mind, I thought, I can't even get her to the car. I guarantee you that, much less carry her down. I didn't say anything. You didn't smart off the people the way I grew up. You know, you just didn't do that. And believe me, they didn't take you in for counseling either. While I was contemplating it, my sister, I think it was, leaned over and she said, she wants you to take her to the store in your car. And I thought, thank God. Carry me down to the store. Wording is very important. Did not say peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's even in our hymns, the Christmas hymns that we sing. Peace on earth, goodwill to... That's not what they said. The angels told the shepherds, listen now, verse 14, and on earth, peace. Goodwill toward men. See, what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, is not a promise for peace on earth between mankind, because it hasn't happened and it's not going to happen. Didn't happen in their day, it's not going to happen in ours. As hard as it, as much as we would enjoy that tonight, you think today, and I hope you do, I hope you think about our troops that serve us around this world. I was in the military. I know what it's like to be away from home at Christmas time. I spent a Christmas in Greenland up in the Arctic. And at that time of year, it's 24-hour darkness and the coldest time of year, 30, 40 below. We had some days of 100 below zero. If you stepped outside, any exposed flesh would freeze in 15 seconds. Now, I remember that cold, dark Christmas day up in the Arctic on a remote base. And every Christmas season, I do often think of and pray for our troops as I think about them being away from their homes and away from their families and things like that. You know, the truth is, they preserve our peace and our freedom. But we have to have them because there's no peace on earth. It's just the way it is. These people are foolish enough to think that you can talk to terrorists and talk to people to get along with folks and that's going to make it all work out better. They're out of their minds. I think we ought to negotiate as best as we can, but when we get right down to it, you have to protect yourself. But see, that's because there's no peace on earth. But that is not what the angels declared. They said, on earth, peace. Now, please listen carefully this morning. So what are they really talking? What's their proclamation then? On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. It's a presentation of peace. You see what he's saying here? The angels are saying to the shepherds, on earth, peace. The announcement came from God's messengers, the angels. The announcement came from above, from God. The announcement came to those who were in darkness. That's what it says there in verse number 8. Those shepherds were watching over their flocks in darkness in the nighttime. The announcement came, listen, from God, from above, from angelic messengers, from messengers of God, declaring there could be peace on earth. 2,000 years later, God is still trying to present this peace to people who live on this earth. On earth, peace. He's simply trying to remind them or tell them that when Christ came into this world, he came to provide for us peace in our hearts, in our lives, and most importantly, peace with God. See, we think it's very important today and so essential that everybody try to get along with each other. And one more time, I wish we could. I wish people would lay down their hostilities. I wish people would stop trying to kill people. I wish people would stop that. I wish it were not happening in America today. There were two police officers in New York shot, assassinated, sitting in their car. Another one in Florida this morning. Violence that erupts in our lands and how people do things. Not only that, but they go into a school over there in Pakistan and shoot a bunch of children. And I think to myself, what kind of animals think like this? The world has gone insane, I think, at times. And when you see those sort of things, you think, well, there is no peace on earth. Well, that's true. There is no peace among man. But that isn't what God was promising that night with the angels. He was promising on earth there could be peace. But most importantly, peace with God. Romans 5 and verse number 1, the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, as much as it would be good for people to get along and lay down their hostilities and set aside their problems and stop the wars and the fighting and stop the conflicts within our own nation and problems and angry protests and people fighting with one another and all that, as much as that would be nice, did you know that the greatest thing that we must need, that we must have in our lives must be peace with Him? Because that's why God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus to provide for us peace, not because He came, but because He came to go to the cross and pay for our sins. And there on the cross, dying in our place, the sinless, perfect Son of God, Jesus paid the penalty for our sins. And dying, He rose again 3 days later and provided for us eternal life and completed the gift of God, that's eternal life, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. See, God sent Jesus to bring us peace. But first of all, peace with Him. That's why they did not say, the angels did not say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. They said, on earth, peace has come in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we're going to make peace with each other. Say, oh, no, Pastor Johnson. See, there are a lot of wars and they're based on religion. People fighting with each other. Yeah, I understand all that. I know the Protestants and the Catholics in Ireland have fought with each other for generations. I know that. I know there were crusades in the 12th century where so-called Christians by the Catholic Church, not Baptists, went out to Israel to reclaim the Holy Land. I know that. I know there are people who have conflicts and wars and do so in the name of God or their God. I understand all of that. But what you cannot do this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is you cannot find one place in that New Testament where God tells us to create war and kill people over our beliefs. I'm sorry, but that's a gross misinterpretation of what people do. Don't blame God for that. God sent Jesus Christ to provide peace with Him through what He would do for us on the cross. That's why Jesus came. We sang it this morning, over the place where He lay, fell a shadow, cold and gray, of a cross that would humble a king. That was why Jesus came, dying on the cross to provide us peace through His sacrifice and what He gave Himself for us for. That's what the angels are telling them. They're presenting to them the one who has come to bring peace. But peace between you and God. Let me tell you something this morning. That is your greatest need, you know. Wouldn't it be nice to get up and leave church this morning and have such a sense of peace in our life that everything was okay? Wouldn't it be good? Wouldn't it be good to go this morning, go home, sit in our homes today and realize that and know the reality that there is no problem in my life. It would be wonderful to have total, to be at total and complete peace in our lives. But you see, that's not reality. Do you know why? Because your in-laws are coming. I know I am one. And Uncle What's-His-Name that's a knucklehead is going to show up. And as soon as he walks, you know those people, you know what I'm talking about? Those people who just say hello and you want to slap them. You know what I'm talking about? They're going to show up. And as soon as they get there, I don't care how good the meal is, they'll figure out some way to ruin it. Or all the relatives will get together and then it turns into the nursing home. Because all they're going to talk about is aches and pains and what doesn't work anymore. You know, that kind of stuff. Doesn't it? Huh? Peace. Oh, yeah. Or you could take it another way. You'll go visit somebody else. You'll go to their household. And they don't do things like you do at home. You know what I'm talking about? They don't have the food you have at home. I was overseas in Denmark once, sitting in the lobby of a hotel there. I was a single GI traveling by myself through Europe and things. And I was sitting in this lobby, had a map out in front of me, and I was going through what I wanted to look at in Copenhagen that day in Denmark. And there was about 10, 15 Americans sitting over here in these chairs, couches, things, talking about their days, Sons of Norway, what they were doing in Denmark. I don't know. They missed it by a country. But they were sitting there talking about what they wanted to do for their day. And you know what they were talking about? Oh, we found a place that makes ham and eggs just like back home. And I thought, well, would you come all the way to Denmark and eat ham and eggs like you could eat back home? That's stupid to me. If you're here, eat with these people, eat. Get into the program. You go visit somebody, they don't have your cereal. High fiber, you know, they don't have that. You know how easy it is to take away peace from our lives? Yes? Because things happen. I love it when the kids are, our kids in our school, of course, are like all kids in your school, are out for Christmas break. Inevitably, one of them will say, Pastor, what are you doing for Christmas vacation? I'm working. What do you mean, what am I doing? I have Christmas. I might have Christmas day off, probably won't, probably in a hospital visiting somebody, but it always cracks me up. It doesn't take but just like that. Somebody says something, somebody does something, and your peace, woo, is out the window. That's not what he promised. On earth, peace. You'll never have another problem. You'll never have any more difficulties. That is not what he promised. He promised us peace with him through his son who came to be with us. See, look at it there. You're in the Gospel of Luke. I hope you've still got your Bibles open. Go from verse 14, go back up to verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and on earth, peace. Because God sent his Son to give us peace. These angels, they were proclaiming the presentation of peace. It's available. Hey, anybody, anywhere, anytime can have peace with God, but only through Jesus Christ. Galatians says, we are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You say, well, Pastor, that eliminates religions that don't embrace Christ or believe in him. I didn't write the Bible. God did. I'm just telling you what he said. And he said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, that no man statement is interesting because if you look it up in the original languages, here's what you'll find when you look up no man. It says, no man. That's what it says right there in your Bible. Nobody. Nobody's coming to God but through Jesus Christ. That's his word. I'm telling you what Jesus said. If you don't like that, I don't know what to tell you today. I can tell you this. You're never going to know peace with God till you come to him through Jesus Christ. That's all there is to it. Now, if it's not politically correct, I can't help you with that part of it, but I can help you with this thing. I can tell you the truth of his word. That being justified by faith in Christ, you have peace with God through the Lord Jesus. That's on earth peace. They're presenting that to them. They're also giving them the prospect of peace. This announcement was made to just a few. On earth peace, just a few shepherds in the fields, tending their flocks by night, the Bible says. The prospect of peace was, are you willing to receive that then? You know, it's always interesting to me. Being a child of the 60s, I wasn't a child in the 60s. I was a little older then. But being a child of the 60s, the era of the 1960s in America, you remember the 1960s? Good. You probably weren't there if you were. But the 1960s, yes. Remember how troubled everybody was? Protest, rioting for peace. That was one of my favorites. People trying to find peace in everything you could think of. Oh, it was. If it wasn't in the foolish things of drugs and alcohol and immorality and free, quote unquote, free love, all that kind of junk, then it was everything you could think of. I mean, they were trying every kind of philosophy and program. Eastern religions got into America in the 60s. People got hung up on that kind of stuff and trying to follow the stuff born out of Hinduism or Buddhism. And what were they really doing? They were trying to find peace. 2,000 years ago, God provided for us peace through the person of His Son. And that's the only place you can find it. That's it, Pastor. That's it, my friend. But we have to understand something. They were declaring on earth peace through this child that is coming. This one who is the Savior, Christ the Lord, there's peace. But see, that's conditional. You have to be willing to come to Him for that. Why is it just the shepherds get to know that night? Why didn't they go to the palace where Herod was? Or the scribes, the halls of theological learning. Why didn't they go there, those angels? Don't you think that would impress the king? Sitting there on his throne with all his loyal subjects about him, all of a sudden an angel, angelic host appears, declares to them, on earth peace, goodwill. Over in the city of Bethlehem you'll find Jesus, the Son of God and the Savior. Come to this world, He'll bring you peace. Why not the king? Why not the theologians and the scribes? Why just a handful of shepherds out there? You know, in the caste system of societies, especially in the Middle East there and in Palestine, the shepherds were on the bottom rung of the caste. They were not very well respected. They didn't consider them to be very intelligent people. They were intelligent, by the way. But why just some, if you'll pardon the expression, why just some lowly shepherds? Well, I think because God knew when they received the message, they said, let us now go and see what has been told us. When the wise men came to Herod, they said, where is he that's born king of the Jews? Herod said, let's see, bring in the scribes. Where is he? Oh, Bethlehem. You know, from where Herod was sitting and where Jesus was 5.5 miles. Just 5.5 miles in Bethlehem. Herod didn't go. He said, you guys go see him and tell me what you see. He wouldn't go. The scribes who knew where Jesus was to be born and even knew the same time frame that brought the wise men from the east, same scribes of the Bible, said, oh, he's over in Bethlehem of Judea. That was it. They didn't go themselves. They didn't go. Herod didn't go, but the shepherds were. Now, as we often mention to you, our traditional major scenes always has the wise men and all that stuff. They weren't there. They came about 2 years afterwards. The Bible says in Luke that they came to the house where the young child was. He's just about 2 years old. It's okay, don't get all upset and go around and burn people's nativity scenes down, okay? Don't protest them. Ungodly nativity scenes. Who was it years ago? Somebody gave us a lifelike figure nativity scene. Remember that? We had it out in the foyer. It had the wise men in it. People keep saying, well, preacher, you told us there's no wise men. I go, that's too nice. We got to put that up. It's no big deal. So it's all right. No problem. No problem. But the king didn't go, and the religious people didn't go, just these shepherds. Because when they were presented with the prospect of peace, they said, we've got to find out who this is and why he's come and why he's here. We've got to go see him now. I'm sorry that people search for peace in so many different ways, in so many different avenues. My wife and I were walking on the river trail back when the weather was good. Don't complain about the rain. Please don't complain about the rain, okay? We'll take it however God gives it to us. It was a nice day, and we were walking on the river trail. And there was somebody down there who was chanting. We had our grandson with us, and the Brown kids were with us too. We were walking along the trail, and she was down there just having a fit by the river. Not bad, just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I thought she was going to jump in a minute, you know, which if you do in the Sacramento River, you will regret 30 seconds after you get in it. That water is very cold. But she was having a fit down there by that river. I mean, her hands were up, and she had the Pentecostal antennas going, brother. She was having at it down there and just chanting away and having a wonderful time. couple spaces down from them was a guy just sitting there banging on bongo drums. Just going at it. And this guy, I mean, he must be in great shape because he, the whole 45-minute walk, he played those. He just kept beating on them, doing different, you know, riffs and stuff. Say, well, that's their right, Pastor Johnson. Hey, no problem. Wish they wouldn't do it when I'm walking down there, but okay, fine. Free country, bang your drums and chant your stuff and do what you think you got to do. But when you're over and said and done, there isn't really any peace in it, is there? Because on earth, peace is the person of Jesus Christ. Listen here. You got to come to Him, Jesus. You got to come to Him. There was an older lady in her, nearing her time to go to heaven, and she had committed just scores of scriptures to memory. Somewhere near 2/3 of the Bible she had committed to memory. And the longer that she lived, her memory began to slip, the more she began to forget of what was in the Bible. And finally, toward the end of her race on this earth, she could remember one verse. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. And that was the last one she could remember. On her deathbed, her family gathered close to her and they saw her just mouthing one word. And all she could say was, Him. Him. Unto Him, I've committed unto Him. All she could say was just Him. The last word she could remember was who she had committed her life to. Just Him. Now, I'm sorry you were disappointed by churches or religions or whatever the case may be. But see, He didn't send us a church. He sent us Jesus. And on earth, peace through Him. It's about Him. You have to come to God through Him. Not only to know peace with God in your life between yourself and your God for salvation, but peace of God on this earth. Our lives can be created to be such turmoil in our lives. And things just seem to erupt at times. And we think to ourselves, what is it all about? But and yet in our hearts, the Bible says, He'll give us the peace of God that passeth all understanding, that'll keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. But it's still through Him. The angels were proclaiming and giving the presentation of peace and the prospect of peace. And lastly, they were proclaiming the person of peace. Verse 11, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Peace with God, that's through Jesus your Savior. Peace of God, that's through Jesus as Lord. Last week I was preaching and the Holy Spirit directed me to kind of nail this thing about lordship salvation. That's pretty popular among a lot of quote-unquote Bible teachers today. You have to make Jesus Lord of your life in order to have salvation. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. He has to be Lord of salvation to be saved. No problem with that part. But not Lord of your life. Lordship of Christ over the child of God, because it happens when I yield myself to Him. I desire that His life is to be lived through me. That I want to live for Him. For as Apostle Paul said, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Realizing how important it is to live for Him. That my life is directed by Him. That my desire is to reflect Him in my life. Then you know what happens? God replaces all these things. Or even still, if I'm going through the troubled waters of my life, God gives me the peace of God that passeth all understanding, that keeps your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. One of the privileges of being a pastor is walking through the valleys of God's people, the valleys of their lives. You say, why is that a privilege, Pastor Johnson? Not because of what created the valley. Not because of the trouble or the difficulty or the heartache or the burden or the loss. That's not it. It's watching people of faith get a hold of their God and their God get a hold of them and know on earth peace. Even when there aren't answers for everything, but still peace. Even when things do not make sense, but still peace. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, that'll keep your hearts in through Christ Jesus. The same Philippians 4 passage says, then the God of peace will be with you. See, it's wonderful to have the peace of God. It's best to have peace with God. It's wonderful to have the peace of God. But better still is the God of peace with you. And that's what they're announcing that night. Emmanuel, God with us. He's come to bring us peace. And peace is through him. Don't miss it, my friend. Don't waste all your time trying to make manufacture peace in your life. You can't get it in a bottle. You can't get it in a friendship. You can't get it in a relationship. You can't get it in a religion. But I tell you what, you can get it in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he'll bring peace. Peace on earth. On earth, peace. And then the goodwill toward men. I don't know how they'll treat you, but it's Christmas time. You've been to Walmart? If you have and you're alive, miracles still take place on this earth. You've been out there in public where people are, that desperate look on their face when they're out there buying and hustling and carrying on and all those things. You've seen it? You've seen how people, they get a little crazy. There's a stack of things for sale right there. They can have all they want, and you're looking at it, and they come up, and they look at you like you're some kind of terrorist. Because you're looking at the item that they want and they get desperate. You want to blow somebody's mind? Stand in line at a place, a business, buying something and give someone your place in line. Look at the look on their face. If they even pay attention before they run you over, they'll take your spot. Goodwill toward men. I'd like to see some of that goodwill, Pastor Johnson. You get peace with Jesus, my friend, in your life. You'll have goodwill toward men. I don't care what they do. Well, then they're taking me. I don't care what they do. You'll have goodwill toward men. You see, that's the byproduct of the one who brought peace. That's why there's no peace with man today. People leave Jesus out of everything. That's what you and I need today. On earth, peace. Let's stand our feet, please, this morning.